On April 20th, 1999, a school shooting and attempted bombing occurred at Columbine High School in Columbine, Colorado, the United States. The perpetrators, 12th grade students Eric David Harris and Dylan Bennett Klebold, murdered 12 students and one teacher. 10 students were killed in the school library, where Harris and Klebold subsequently committed suicide. 21 additional people were injured by gunshots, and gunfire was also exchanged with the police. At the time, it was the deadliest high school shooting in U.S. history.
Has anybody been injured, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the school is in a panic, and I'm in the library. I've got students down under the table, kids! Heads under the table! Teachers screaming. Some of the teachers are, trying to take the children. We need police here. We need
okay. Police. We're getting them there. Who is the student, ma'am?
I do not know who the student is.
Okay.
I saw a student outside. I was in hold of it, but okay. I was on hold and I talked.
Now, most of the world knows about the tragedy of the Columbine shooting in 1999, but not many know about the incredible person who was the first fatality, whose unwavering faith in God would go on to touch millions of lives. From the outside, Rachel looked like an ordinary girl who you would never think much of, but it was only after her death that testimonies began flooding in about how she had and continues to touch countless hearts. Rachel Joy Scott was born in Denver, Colorado in August of 1982. She was the middle of five children. She had two older sisters, Bethany and Dana, and two younger brothers, Craig and Mike. Her middle name described her. She was Joy. Rachel was energized by people. This love expressed itself in an outgoing personality and a heartfelt compassion for people in need. Rachel learned the power of simple compliments and acts of kindness at an early age. In high school, she deliberately reached out to three groups of people and wrote about it in a diary, which holds some of her daily testimonies. She wrote,
"I want to reach out to those with special needs because they are often overlooked. I want to reach out to those who are new in school because they don't have any friends yet. And I want to reach out to those who are picked on or put down by others. Until you know them and not just their type, you have no right to shun them. You have not looked for their beauty, their good. You have not seen the light in their eyes."
You see, Rachel didn't just write about it, she lived it. She had no idea that her simple words and act of kindness would one day help prevent bullying, save teens from self-harm and suicide, and even deter gun violence in schools. Rachel was a normal teenager who experienced the same struggles we all face. She would be the first to tell you that she wasn't perfect. She made mistakes like everyone else. Most of the time, she found a way to see through her pain and frustration and connect to a bigger purpose. In one of the six diaries she left her family, she wrote,
"I had my ups and downs. I fell a few times, but I did not give up. Don't give up."
Rachel also understood the power of peer pressure and how important it is to know, love, and be true to yourself. This understanding helped her to respect and appreciate the people around her, especially those who were hurting or different from her. By looking deeper than just what was on the surface, she saw the relatedness we all share. Rachel wrote,
"Look hard enough and you will always find a light, and you can even help that light grow. Don't let your character change color with your environment. Find out who you are and let it say its true color."
Rachel seemed to not only know that her life would be short, but that it would be meaningful, and she was at peace with this. When she was 13 years old, she traced the outline of her hands on the back of her dresser and wrote,
"These hands belong to Rachel Joy Scott and will someday touch millions of people's hearts."
Whoever imagined that this illustration was a foreshadowing of the legacy she was to leave behind? She knew her life mattered. Her message to you would be that no matter your history or circumstance, your life matters too. She'd ask you to have the courage to do what is right, even if it isn't easy or popular. She'd encourage you to intentionally reach out to those in need, and she would remind you, as she wrote in a final essay,
"Go Compassion is the greatest form of love humans have to offer. I have this theory that if one person can go out of their way to show compassion, then it will start a chain reaction of the same. People will never know how far a little kindness can go.
But Rachel was most known for her deep love for God. She possessed a great love for God and wanted to be used by Him to help others. She was a devoted Christian teenager, open about her faith at school, and unashamed to witness to others. But doing so took a toll on her reputation. She was made an outcast, betrayed, and like any other high schooler, she had her struggles. But through it all, she loved God greatly.
I have no more personal friends at school, but you know what? I'm not going to apologize for speaking the name of Jesus. I'm not going to justify my faith to them. And I'm not going to hide the light that God has put into me. If I have to sacrifice everything, I will. I will take it. If my friends have to become my enemies for me to be with my best friend Jesus, then that's fine with me.
A year before the shootings took place, she wrote in a diary,
"Hey, only a month left of school. If you had to make a list of the top 5 things most important to you, what would you put? Here's mine. Number 1, God. Number 2, family. Number 3, friends. Number 4, my future. Number 5, myself."
Now, 3 weeks before the shooting, Rachel witnessed to the shooters, Eric and Dylan. They too were bullied, outcasts, and they really didn't have any friends. But Rachel knew that all they needed was Jesus. Unfortunately, they were blinded by hate, and they even made videotapes mocking a Christian faith. On the day of the shooting, Rachel was the first person shot on the school's campus. Dylan and Eric shot her twice in the leg and once in the back. The boys walked away but returned seconds later. After seeing she was still alive, Dylan grabbed her by the hair and asked, "Do you still believe in your God?" When her unflinching and unwavering response was, "You know I do," she was shot in the head. 2 hours before the shooting, on April 20th, 1999, Rachel drew a picture in a diary. It was of her eyes shedding 13 tears that trickled down to a rose and turned to blood drops. 13 people were killed on campus that day. The rose was connected to a columbine plant with a Bible verse underneath it that says, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends." It was this very drawing that inspired her parents to write a book called Rachel's Tears. Now, after her death, many students that Rachel had reached out to shared stories with the Scots about the profound impact her simple acts of kindness had on their lives, even preventing one young man from taking his own life. They soon realized the transformational effect of Rachel's story and started the non-profit organization that is Rachel's Challenge today. Rachel's Challenge exists to inspire and equip every person to create a permanent positive change not only in themselves, but in their schools, their businesses, and communities. Rachel's life is a powerful testimony to the wonderful ways that God uses those who love Him. Her life was only 17 years long, but God has taken a legacy and touched millions.
"Father, reach out your hand. Grab a hold of my life. Open my eyes to your wonderful light. Fill me up with your undying love. Save me a place in your kingdom above."